Om Gyanate Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namah Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavanscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatang Vitang Thang Sajivam Sadvaitam Sabadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakan Vitangscha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasvate Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarine Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Nama Hey Krishna, Karuna Sindhu, Dinabando Jagatpate, Gopesha, Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute, Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi, Radhe Vrindavaneshwari, Vrishabhanu Sute Devi, Pranamami Hari Priye Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, good morning, everyone. Happy Easter. Today's Easter, right? Easter's Ostersonntag, sagt man?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What does it mean?
What does it mean?
I just shut down. What was it? I think the Christian Lord, Jesus ascended, isn't it?
Yes, today is the day of Jesus' ascent. Very interesting event, significant event in many ways. And I was remembering that, considering the Christian tradition, there's a tradition that one of his apostles, Thomas, sometimes known as Doubting Thomas, after Jesus departed, he went to India. And there's a very strong tradition that Thomas was in South India and that he was martyred in India, in Mylapore, I think, south of Chennai. So that is, in some sense, part of the greater Indian tradition, you can say. But that's another subject. Today, we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Jai. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. In as the best way, as for us, the best way to observe, to celebrate Easter. Before I begin, I want to just say how much I appreciate all the devotees who are Goloka Dham Vasis, who are doing so much service here, serving Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, who are so charming. They're so charming lords, aren't they? Shri Shri Radha Madan Mohan, I remember when they were in Schloss Rettershof. Do you remember in Schloss Rettershof? We're talking ancient history now, and we are revealing our dinosaur background. But it's something which is sometimes not appreciated, but all of the devotees who worship, who do all the services, the cooking, of course, the puja, the archana, but everything else that enables the cooking and the archana, it is all, of course, remembered by the Lord, because one of his 64 qualities is that the Lord is kritagnya. He is grateful, and he remembers service always. So, yes, we say in America, three cheers for all the Goloka Dham Vasis who are continuing year after year after year to do their very important service. It's service which may seem to be confined to this location, but it's invisibly expanded outward and influencing and sustaining all the devotees, I would say. Would you say also?
Yeah.
Okay.
When you water the root of a tree, branches and leaves are also... Radha Madan Mohan are the root of the tree.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Let's see. Okay. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jayamudiraye Nashta Prayeshvabhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavatyuttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. This morning we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 11, Chapter 2, entitled Maharaj Nimi Meets the Nine Yogendras. These nine Yogendras were naked sages. This is a verse spoken by one of the nine sages, Kavi, I believe. Before we chant, I also want to make a kind of suggestion, especially for temple resident devotees, where you're having morning class, but it can be applied for all of us in various ways. And that is, of course, you may not have known that this would be the verse that we chant this morning. But in general, what's really helpful, I think you may find, for making a rich and an enriched and satisfying morning lecture and discussion, is that everyone who will be attending that class, prior to the class, you take the Bhagavatam and you read in advance the verse and the purport. It may take you 2 minutes, 3 minutes. And in this way, what you're doing is what I call priming the pump. Do you know what is priming the pump? In India, everyone from India knows what is priming the pump. The hand pump, if it's not used for some time, you can pump and pump and the water will not come because it's all drained out from underneath. So what do? You have to get from some other source a bucket of water and you have to sort of pour it into the top of the pump. And then you can do the pumping and the water will start to come up. So, similarly, we need to prime the pumps of our brains and our minds and our thinking processes. It can be very helpful. So what I suggest, I've been making this suggestion in different places I'm visiting. You make an experiment. What is the experiment? You do this for 7 days. Each day take 3-5 minutes prior to the morning class, and individually everyone who will be in the class, you read the verse and the purport. That's all. And you will find, I think you will find, that the class will be more interesting. Now you may think, oh, okay, now I've read the verse and the purport, so I don't have to come to the class. No, that's not the idea. The idea is rather that you'll be more engaged with that verse and that purport, and you may find that there's some point in the verse, in the purport, which gets you thinking, gets you questioning, and you can even raise that question to the person who is, nowadays we say facilitating the class, we don't like lectures anymore, we just facilitate, right? In any case, okay, I won't go on and on about that. Let's chant the verse. Kayena vacha manasendriyarva.
Kayena vacha manasendriyarva.
Kayena vacha manasendriyarva.
Kayena vacha manasendriyarva.
Budhyatmana vanushrita svabhavat.
Budhyatmana vanushrita svabhavat.
Budhyatmana vanushrita svabhavat.
Budhyatmana vanushrita svabhavat.
Karoti yat yat sakalam parasmai.
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 Narayanayeti samarpayetat.
Narayanayeti samarpayetat.
Narayanayeti samarpayetat.
Narayanayeti samarpayetat.
Do you want to chant?
Kayena vacha manasendriyarva.
Kayena vacha manasendriyarva.
Buddhyatmanavanushita svabhava.
Buddhyatmanavanushita svabhava.
Karoti yatyat sakalam parasmai.
Karoti yatyat sakalam parasmai.
Narayana yeti samapayet.
The body.
With the body.
Vacha.
Vacha.
Speech.
Speech.
Manasa.
Manasa.
Mind.
Mind.
Indriyai.
Indriyai.
Senses.
Senses.
Va.
Va.
Or. Buddhya.
Buddhya.
With the intelligence.
With
the
intelligence.
Atmana.
Atmana.
The purified consciousness.
The purified consciousness.
Va.
Va.
Or. Anusrita.
Anusrita.
Followed.
Svabhavat.
According to one's condition nature.
According to one's condition nature.
Karoti.
Karoti.
One does.
One does.
Yat yat.
Yat yat.
Whatever.
Whatever.
We say in English sometimes, whatever. So now you know how to say that in Sanskrit. Yat yat. Sakalam. All. Parasmai.
To the Supreme.
Narayana iti.
Narayana iti.
Thinking this is for Narayana. Samarpayet.
Samarpayet.
He should offer.
He should offer.
Tat.
Tat.
That.
That.
Translation by the followers of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation and the purport is a bit long, so I may just summarize some points. Translation, in accordance with the particular nature one has acquired in conditioned life. Whatever one does with body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness, one should offer to the Supreme, thinking, "This is for the pleasure of Lord Narayana." I think I'll read it again. In accordance with the particular nature one has acquired in conditioned life, whatever one does with body, words, mind, senses, intelligence, or purified consciousness, one should offer to the Supreme, thinking, "This is for the pleasure of Lord Narayana." Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripa tamaham vande shri gurum dinataranam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. What I want to do is offer a few, let's say, introductory comments in relation to this verse, and then His Holiness Satchinandan Swami can give us the purport. And what I'm thinking of in particular is two things, context and what I call resonance. And I'll explain what I mean by that. Context is rather simple and straightforward. We find that the Bhagavatam is a series of discussions. And some of these discussions are very extended. And it has this interesting structure of being like, what do you call these Russian dolls? One is within the next one. When I hear 10 voices, I hear no voices. Matryoshka. Matryoshka, yeah. So the Bhagavatam is a matryoshka doll with conversations within conversations. Sometimes it goes to 5 or 6 levels happening simultaneously. And it can be a little confusing at times, but it's also an enrichment. And so what we find in the beginning of this chapter is that Narada Muni, as he often does, is sort of wandering, not aimlessly, but quite purposefully, to illuminate the devotees. And he meets Vasudeva in Dvaraka. And Vasudeva, not Vasudeva, but Vasudeva, the father of Vasudeva, is extremely happy to meet Narada, appreciating how fortunate he is simply to have his audience. And he wants to go a step further to become more fortunate by asking him a question. And the question he asks is basically, can you please illuminate for me what are the dharmas, plural, of the Bhagavata dharmas? He puts this in the plural form. What are the dharmas? What are the proper duties, which are, we might want to say, God conscious or Krishna conscious. And this leads Narada to expound by referring to this account of these 9 yogendras. And the 9 yogendras, Yoga Indras, they're yogis, they're top yogis. As I mentioned, they're naked, which is a special kind of yoga practice, which we don't generally recommend in Germany or Switzerland. It's not the weather for it. You'll find most of the naked yogis, especially of the Jain tradition, the Digambar Jain tradition in South India, where it's nice and warm, so it's not a problem. But these nine yogis are similarly wandering about, enlightening, as is typical in the Bhagavatam, enlightening kings. It seems that in those times, there were kings who were spiritually oriented. They actually wanted to be illuminated spiritually, and so they welcomed such sages. And so the king in question here is King Nimi, and he has a different question for each of the nine sages, which then each of the nine sages respond to in turn. And the question which King Nimi presents or offers it to Kavi is, let's see if I can find it here exactly. This is verse number 30. The purports of the 11th canto are often quite long. His Holiness Sri Dayananda Goswami is our, we are to thank him for his extensive commentaries based on the commentaries of previous acharyas. Ata atyantikam kshemam prichamo bhavato anagaha sangsare asmin kshanardopi satsanga shevadir nrinam. Therefore, O completely sinless ones, I ask you to kindly tell me what the supreme good is. What the supreme good is. Kshemam. Atyantikam kshemam. This is his, specifically his question for Kavi, Yogendra, and this is therefore, we're hearing now from Kavi, and he is replying with several verses, one of which is the one we've read. I can't resist to mention that the next verse is extremely important. Bhayang vitiya bidivesha tasya isham apetasya viparyayo asmriti. In your study of the Bhagavatam, you may want to take note of this point. It's a very important, both are very important verses. Now, this was a little bit by way of context. One could certainly speak more. But now what I want to do is say something about what I call resonance. There's also a kind of fancy modern Western term for it, intertextuality. Don't worry, you don't have to break your tongue to say that word. Intertextuality means texts referring to other texts, which refer to other texts. This is happening very much in the Bhagavatam. And one way it's happening is with similarity of words and phrases. And you may notice yourself sometimes that a particular verse that you read reminds you of another verse. And that's intentional. When that happens, you're on the right track. You're hearing or reading in a good way. Now, in this particular case, kayena vacha manasendriyarva, what are we hearing about? We're hearing about different ways in which we can serve the Lord with what we are, what we have. And we have this yat, which, remember what it meant?
Whatever.
Whatever, right? And this whatever, karoti yat sakalam, just might remind you, and in fact it has reminded at least one of our previous acharyas who quoted, might remind you of a verse in the Bhagavad Gita. Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat chuhoshi, tadasi yat, yat karush, yat tapasyasi, konteya, tat kurushva, madharpanam. We did it as a team effort. We got one verse remembered. Very good. Yat karoshi yat ashnasi yat juhoshi dadasi yat yat tapasyasi konteya tat kurushva mat arpanam. Now let's see if anyone's really on your toes. What did Krishna tell Arjuna in the immediate previous verse to that? Silence. When was the last time you read 9th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? I'll give you a hint. Patram. Suddenly we all know it. Yes, Krishna gives examples of ways that we can make offerings. He's referring to specific items that can be offered, very humble items. Patram pushpam palam toyam yome bhaktya prayachati tadaham bhaktyu paritam ashnami prayatatmana. He gives a condition. The condition is that we offer with bhakti, that elusive something which we speak so much about. If we have that something which is called bhakti, and we offer, even if it's just a patram, even if it's just a leaf, even if it's just a flower, even if it's a flower that doesn't have any smell, Hare Krishna, can you imagine such a thing? Whoops, don't get me started. Patram pushpam palam toyam, we can offer these if we offer them with love. Then what? Ashnami, Krishna says, I consume it. And then he makes the general principle. Yat karoshi, yat ashnasi, yat chuhoshi dadasi, yat tapasyasi kondi, tat kurushva. Mat arpanam, do that, make that, kurushva. It's actually a pretty strong statement he makes. Kurushva is in the imperative form, which is kurush. It is do or make. Do that or make that. Mat arpanam, make it an offering to me. Okay, so that's a kind of what I want to call a resonance. And I mention this because this is so important for our developing expertise in reading and hearing Shastra. We want to become skilled readers and hearers of Shastra. Why do we want to become skilled? Because we want to become relishers of Shastra, right? Nigama kalpataror galitang palang shukamukad Amrita Drava Samyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasam Alayam Mahura Ho. Rasika. Yes.
A pandit.
Pandit. What's plural? I mean, what's the feminine for pandit? Panditani. Pandita. Yes, pandita. Thank you. Yes. Rasika, bhuvi bhavuka. We want to become amongst those rasikas, relishing. And that relishing is, it involves skill. And the skill includes a sort of development of a sense of resonance. And that resonation we get, that sense of, oh yeah, this reminds me of, ... that we can only do if we actually hear and read Shastra in an active way by applying ourselves. One way, which is that before the class, what do we do for 3 to 5 minutes? Read the verse and the purport. Very good. How many are going to do? Are going to try the 7-day experiment? Only 3 of you? Hare Krishna. I'm not going to do it. I never go to Bhagavatam class. Okay, Hare Krishna. I would have so many things more to say, but okay, if I may say one
please,
more thing.
Please.
Another point, and this has to do also with resonance, is that we are thinking, or one thing that resonates is examples. Mm-hmm. The Bhagavatam is full of examples of devotees who practice devotional service, as is Chaitanya Charitamrita, etc. And so, when we read a verse like this today, Kayena Vacha, which is, it's not exactly in the imperative form, strictly speaking, but, well, yes, it is. It's not imperative, it's optative, but Prabhupada translates, sometimes it can be like an imperative. Samarpayet, you should offer. Mm. Sometimes Prabhupada says it's stronger than that, you must offer. But okay, all right, so how do we do that? Well, we have examples. And so we can think, for example, of Maharaj Ambarisha, right? Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo vachangsi vaikunta gunanu varnane karo harir marjana mandir marjanadi shu shuting chakara chuta satkato daye, etc. Ambarish Maharaj is using all of his limbs, he's using his mind, first of all his mind, Savai mana Krishna padara vindayo. He's using in Krishna's service. And then we can expand out from that. We can think, who is King Ambarish? What was his mentality? What was the trouble that he found himself in? And how he overcame that trouble? So one thought can lead to another, can lead to another. And then you can come back to the verse that you're starting with. Kayena vacha manasandri. Manasendriyarva, Budhyatmana va anusrita svabhava. And remember, oh, samarpayet, I should be offering everything. But now you may have a doubt. I should offer everything? All the weird stuff that I do? All the weird stuff that I think? All the not quite spiritual things that I say? That is a question which I'm going to leave open, and we will see if Satchinandan Swami Maharaj is going to address it in his discussion of this verse or not. Hare Krishna, now I've put you on the spot. No, it was okay, I don't know. We have not rehearsed. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Wonderful, wonderful. Please give me the microphone.
And please don't be bewildered. I'm just going to disappear for a minute and I will be back.
So Hare Krishna, before Maharaj disappears for 1 minute, I just want to say thank you very, very much for this class where you actually gave us a methodology to first study, to first actually read a text in advance, and then hear it explained in the class. One can also do that if one doesn't live at a temple place. Obviously, one can look up in Google Srila Prabhupada's classes on the same text or any other speaker one feels drawn to. And in this way, after having been having primed one's pump, so to say, one's brain, do this. And then comes, how do you say, seeing where else do I find in the Bhagavatam such a point? And finally, think of examples that applied these points. This really relates very nicely to something which Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains. We should hear something, and then starts the process of reflection. Obviously, when you have read the text and then you hear a person speaking about the text you have read earlier, you reflect, you have different angles on it. And then after manana, reflection comes nididhyasana. One interpretation of this word is application. So this is wonderful. We have to really thank our Maharaj for telling us how to extract the nectar from the Bhagavatam. Thank you very much. Yes, and may you disappear and reappear. Yes. Krishna. Maharaj has asked a question. Is it really that we can offer everything, including the weird stuff? He said like this. I wanted to talk about this actually tomorrow, but since this is a question, almost everything can be offered. Not the sinful stuff, but the word here is svabhava in the text. Can someone please give me the Bhagavatam? It's just here. According to one's nature, whatever is one's nature, one can offer that to Krishna. Remember, we are speaking of the reversal of our life. We have gone very deep into the material energy by engaging first the subtle body and then the gross body, and which has with that energy we have our intelligence and our mind is dealing with the material energy, and our body is also engaged with the material energy. So if we want to now go back to our spiritual situation, we have to use the very things that entangled us to free us. We have to use our mind, our intelligence, and our body in associating in some ways in Krishna. So in the purport, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who's always so important, so insightfully, he says, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur has given a nice description of how one should offer one's ordinary activities to the Supreme Lord. Then it gets really practical. He says that an ordinary sense gratifier begins his activities in the morning by passing stool and urine. Have you done? I think I have done for sure. It went very nice today. cleaning his mouth. But this is cleaning mouth. What does this refer to? A tongue scraper, where you remove the white ama or toxics from the tongue. Please do this. This will make you appear 20 years younger if you do it for a long time, because it's because of these poisons which come out on the tongue, which you take in again. They are not removed by brushing your teeth. That ama is created in the body. Then he speaks of brushing one's teeth. Then he speaks of bathing, and so on. In this way, one has so many activities during the day, and a sense gratifier executes all these activities for his personal material enjoyment. But a devotee of the Supreme Lord should similarly perform all of his daily activities for the pleasure of the Supreme Lord. In other words, all these activities which we have heard, all these activities where some of you have a little bit blushed because you didn't expect that it would be told in the morning class by Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, all these activities which happen behind the closed door of your bathroom should be offered to Narayan. Now, we usually don't have this approach in Krishna consciousness the way we have learned it, and therefore I thought that we would present something entirely new to you. We think, we should do the high things, always remember Krishna, always speak about him, always enlighten each other, and we have become disappointed with ourselves and our capacity to do that. That's not possible, we think, and we feel sometimes we fail miserably. However, the picture which we get here in this and the following verses is it's easy. You can take everything you do, wherever you are, at which state you are, and offer it to Krishna. Now to convince you of this, because it's a new point, you will might ask, where is this in Prabhupada's books, please? Well, I remember something. Prabhupada had heard of our
Hare Krishna festivals, which we had done in Germany and some countries outside of Germany. And he had shown interest. So we, when he was in England, and we had, we arranged something in Sweden, and Prabhupada flew over for, I think, 2 or 3 programs which he gave. So I remember there was this one program. I remember this very much because we served Vishnu Tattva during that time. There was a newly created speculation milk sweet. Sweet.
It was good.
It was very good. It was. There is no.
It had cumin seeds.
It had cumin seeds, anise. Dry fruits, nuts, and milk powder. I think the Hare Krishna movement is in its present state because there is no Vishnu Tattva any longer. This was really an encouragement like anything to have a Vishnu Tattva. So I was in charge of guarding the Vishnu Tattva from all the devotees, and I stayed in the back. When Prabhupada gave a lecture, with me at the back, there were about 50 drunkards who were waiting for prasadam. They were leaning against the wall. So I always had an eye on them. Hopefully they will not kidnap the Vishnu Tattva. I still remember this very humorous event because I wanted to eat a good portion of them, the Vishnu Tattva. So anyways, I was there. And all of a sudden, Prabhupada said something. He said, even if you are a drunkard, you can become a great yogi. And I thought, what? And I was not sure if what I have heard was correct. Then, a little later, I found the same point in his book, Teachings of Lord Kapila. And just 3 days before I came here, I found the exact piece in what Prabhupada said. I will read it to you. Krishna says, listen to this, it will revolutionize your concepts of how you can become Krishna consciousness and hopefully give you a fresh start. Krishna says, rasoham apsukontiya, any liquid thing, the taste which attracts you, that is I am. Then he turns to his audience, who just is there because of the prasadam, which will be served at the end. So they tolerate the lecture. Even if you are a drunkard, you are fond of tasting wine. We would maybe say booze to them. Even if you are a drunkard, you are fond of tasting wine. I should recommend... How endearing, Prabhupada. Well, let me give you a recommendation. That you simply think that this taste of wine is Krishna. That will make a yogi of you. That will make you the greatest yogi. If you simply think this, that I am tasting wine. Oh, very nice taste. This is Krishna. Is there any loss if you think like that? This is Krishna consciousness. Maybe some of his early disciples misunderstood him, and therefore at another place he said, of course we don't take intoxication because it has a bad effect. No? But Prabhupada talks to a different audience here. An audience which he wants to win over to start the process of Krishna consciousness from exactly the place where they are, so that they can 100% be sure that they can actually do it. So in this way you use what the body and the mind does. I will talk about something which everyone does but no one admits, Netflix. If you see something which you feel can be used in which you feel entertains you and puts your mind into another space, you can think, I do this now to just be more fit for Krishna seva, because then I won't be so restless and so lacking entertainment and so on. I'm not saying that those of you who are elder devotees, they should see these movies which have a bad effect, because there is often to sell these films, they use, we know, two things will sell it, sex and violence. No, that is not for those who are more advanced in Krishna consciousness. But let's talk reality here. Many of us heard so much but have realized so little. And so we have to start where we are and advance from there. Because, now how does this work? You, whatever you do, which is not sinful, we are speaking of not the sinful things. If you see in the in a movie a sinful scene, better you close your eyes and your ears for that time, because it will create a sanskara which will bring you so much back in your spiritual life, an impression. No? If you can pass stool and connect that with the spiritual reality, like Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says, you can connect the things where you are at present, the things which you will never admit that you do them to anyone in the world, because we are working according to the old concept of Krishna consciousness. You have to be so advanced, and if you are not, you have to pretend you are, to be allowed in the Sangha of devotees. My dear devotees, I so much fear that I will be misunderstood. I in fact fear that Prabhupada will be misunderstood. So let me be very clear here. We must avoid sinful activities because they pull us back into the samsara of birth and death. But we can engage as the person we are in Krishna's service. How to do that? What is your level? That you have to decide. And if you have doubts, talk in a private talk with devotees who are more advanced than you, who can give you tips how to move forward. The idea here is you need to move forward in Krishna consciousness by engaging body, mind, and intelligence and what you got in Krishna's service. We need an example. Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj has told us, what was it? Three things. Context. Then, and this is very important, for an advanced devotee or for a devotee in Krishna consciousness, the context is different than for a non-devotee or a beginner. You must practice Krishna consciousness according to adhika, your present facilities, your present advancement, right? Anything else Krishna declares to Uddhava as irreligion, because you enter pretense and suppression and repression, and that won't bring you forward. But those who are initiated devotees, of course they avoid Netflix. This is not a sadhana to look at Netflix and think, ooh, this entertainment makes me fresh for Krishna consciousness. It is a concession when you are not yet so advanced, that you can read only spiritual books. But even that can be used in Krishna's service.
You know what will happen with the part of this lecture? Only the touchy thing will be quoted. The rest will be forgotten. And that's why I sometimes don't talk about these things and so on. Anyways, example is Vritasura, a demon who became the greatest devotee. Of course, his story is very interesting. He had the nucleus of Krishna consciousness in his heart. He had been previously a devotee. But so are we. Every one of us is, by his constitution, a servant of Lord Hari, that we heard yesterday from the Padma Purana. We are all deep inside a servant of Lord Hari, just like this Vritasura was also a very amazing personality, Chitraketu, a great devotee. So in the final countdown, where he confronts Indra in a battle, he develops this desire, I only want to be with Krishna. I want to go back home. I want to go back to Godhead. But this rascal Indra, who sees everything materially, doesn't understand me. So I will make a request at the lotus feet of the Lord now that he takes me. It's described by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur when Vritasura, you know, he's there for the ultimate fight, you know, where only one person will walk out alive. He wants to lose the fight and win the kingdom of God. So he prays to the Lord. And at that moment when he prays, the Lord appears to him for a brief time and said, very soon I will bring you to my side. Please ask for a boon. And then he starts. It's in the 11th chapter of the 6th canto, verses 24 to verses 26. Prabhupada says, this verse which you will hear now is giving the sum and substance of devotional life. He starts, Aham Haritava Padai Kamula Dasanudaso Bhavitasmi Buya Manas Maritasu Pate Gunangste Grinita Vakarma Karotikaya. O my Lord, O Supreme Personality of Godhead, will I again be able to be a servant of your eternal servants who find shelter only at your lotus feet? O Lord of my life, may I again become their servant so that my mind may always think of your transcendental attributes. My words always glorify those attributes and my body always engage in the loving service of your lordship. So he's there in a monstrous body. You know, if anyone would see Vritasura, if it would be a lady, she would get a pregnant lady, she would get a miscarriage. He looked so bad, really. But he is now saying something which is the essence of Krishna consciousness. May my mind remember you, Lord of my life. May my words sing your qualities. May my body massage your feet. And may I give you a betel nut. So he says, in essence, yes, kayena vacha manasendriyavar. Whatever one can do according to one's nature, present nature, how you are now, not how you will hopefully become one day, how you are now, whatever one does, I want to engage that. That's Kayena Vacha. And of course, Vritta Sura says, in my perfected state, when I'm with you, I want to also do that. I want to engage my body, mind, and speech. In American English, they say, fake it till you make it. That is, you do something, although it is amateurish, and that will bring you to the perfected state.
Sum and substance of American philosophy.
Sorry?
It's the sum and substance
of American philosophy. Sum and substance, oh my God. What a culture. It is a sum and substance of American philosophy. So, but this is also, it has something for us. We engage in sadhana bhakti, and we attain bhava bhakti. We engage our body, mind, and words the way we can do it at the present moment, and we attain one by this the purified state of consciousness, where we have the desire naturally, spontaneously, to serve Krishna. So, I have been stuck with Maharaj's question. He wanted to know if we can everything. Not the sinful things, not envy towards devotees. And we will hear a little bit more about how to transform ourselves by engaging even our lust and greed and anger in Krishna's service from a work called Hari Bhakti Kalpa Latika, a book which Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur favored. He always kept it in print, edition after edition, because it has this revolutionary point. I will close. One day, Giriraj Maharaj had preached to a wealthy Gujarati businessman, Mr. Mehta, who was a follower of the Vallabhacharya Sampradaya. No? And Mr. Mehta had told Giriraj Maharaj that they considered in their Sampradaya these prayers in the sixth canto spoken by Vritta Sura, the essence of their philosophy. So it resonated with something Giriraj Maharaj had heard from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Shikshastakam. And he came to Prabhupada, he came back to the temple, walked right into Prabhupada's room and asked, "Prabhupada, what do we say about these four prayers?" And Prabhupada motioned with his hand to the sixth canto and said, "Read them." And Giriraj Maharaj started with the first verse, which we have heard, where Vritta Sura expresses his desire to engage in his perfected state in Krishna's service. So yes, this is what you do in the sadhana state also. You engage according to your nature, we hear. So then he read the purport. The Prabhupada says, this verse gives the sum and substance of devotional life. So following up on Krishna Chaitanya Maharaj's suggestion, well, his suggestion was a little in a different context, but I would like you to take a pen and a paper or your mobile distraction machines, telephone phones, and write down 6th canto, chapter 11, verses 24-27. If you read them, you will understand tomorrow's class much better. You're priming your pump if you do this. Because, yes, this is very nice. I remember once preaching, and there was an opera singer. She was a female opera singer, and she had been accosted and attacked in a garage. There were no women parking places at that time. And by some, you know, it didn't. The ultimate fears of a woman was were not. There was just she just gave the man a good walk in the face, and he was satisfied and left.
Satisfied.
So. I met her a week after this, and I said, "So how are you?" And she said, "Well, I had this really traumatic experience in the garage," and told me about it. And then her face changed. She said, "In the Prabhupada's philosophy, we should engage this body in Krishna's service." So, you know, Maharaj, I'm now learning Taekwondo for Krishna so that I can engage my body in Krishna's service. I will not be hurt again, you know, and I will be in good spirits and so on. Yes, she was at that stage where she felt she needed to be prepared for a second attack in a deep garage. So she learned, but she learned it for Krishna with the idea to use a healthy body. You know, Taekwondo is a good workout. Narayani can tell you about it. She knows. It's a good workout, and it's also, it also helps you for the eventuality. Prabhupada told his devotees they should do exercises because they were falling asleep when doing japa, so they should be a little bit more healthy, he told them. Making exercises has nothing to do with bhakti. It's called fitness industry. But making exercises for Krishna so that you can stay awake all of a sudden becomes informed by bhakti. And then it is good. I hope I have explained everything correctly. Hare Krishna.
Sadhu, sadhu.
Do you understand what we want to create in this retreat? We want to create something practical, which you can apply where you are now. And therefore, Maharaji's very nice points about, please write them down that you don't forget them. What was it? First word. How do we study? Context. Yeah, well, before that, even prime. Prime yourself.
Prime the pump.
Prime the pump. Do you remember the Indian example? First water to draw water. Yes. So then, context. In what context is this verse taking place? Did you see when he was explaining the verse, he went back to, where is this? Who speaks here? Ah, Kavi. How did it come to this? Ah, Narada Muni spoke to Vasudev about how to practice Bhagavad Dharma. Yeah, this was the context. And now this verse is so relevant to my life. Then the next thing he said, resonance. This means we find out where did I hear something which resonates with this point. No, it's also called mananaha in the Sanskrit tradition of studying, reflecting about it deeply. Then Maharaj's third point was. Example, right. We need to find someone who applied this, who did this, and so on. And then it, because then we can follow the footsteps. We have a role model, someone who did it, and we can follow that. So my contribution was I answered to a question, tried to answer a question of Maharaji. What was the question? Can we use all the things? Also, he said American term, weird stuff. You know, I knew what he was alluding to. Not the sinful things which you may do at times. That cannot be offered. Krishna cannot does not take this. He is the pure, all pure, pavitram. You can put it into context with bhakti and then advance from there. Because the main point here is not the exercise. I found a good example. That is not the point. The point is, I'm doing this for Krishna. Krishna is the main part. Hare Krishna. Oh, Krishna, we are a little over time. Again, what do we do with the question? Are you there tomorrow? No, not sure. For morning,
if you like.
Why don't we do tomorrow morning something?
A question.
A question and answer session. Where you can maybe think of questions, because these are deep subjects. I think you will have some questions. Think of questions during the day, maybe note them down so that some thought has gone in the question and it's not, you know, what do I do when I don't like someone? These are ordinary questions after class. But something to the point. And if you have this question, ask that question also.
That's the main question. Yeah.
Yes. Why don't we have a lively question and answer session? And mind, please mind this point. This will only work if you actually have thought of some questions. If we come here, so any questions, and you go, questions? Me? No, I came here not to think. I came here to sit. I'm sorry. I'm not so bad as I speak. I want to get you going, to start you up, so to say, or get you started, and in this way you can, please, we can have a lively discussion tomorrow. Is this all right? Really? Okay, some will need to then. Jai Gopal, you always ask good questions. In case there is no one, you should have one.
Plant. This is called an audience plant.
What?
He's working tomorrow. We have to leave.
Oh, we have to leave. To work or catch COVID.
Leave your question.
Then no one will accept him.
He can leave his question with
Gaur Krishna. You can leave your question with Gaur Krishna and he will then get back to you.